So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the incident of Achin, who took from the spoils of Yerichai, which was forbidden, and as a result the Yidden lost the battle in the city of Ai, and Achin then confessed, and this atoned for his sins. The pasuk relates that Hashem told Yeshua, Chata Yisrael, Bagam over as Brisi, Asher Tzivisi, Esam, Gam Lachum, and Achayim, Gam Gondu, Gam Kachashu, Gam Samu, Bechlehem. The Gemara expounds this pasuk to teach several things. The words Chata Yisrael teach, Afa Pesha Chata Yisrael Hu. Even if a person sins, he still retains his Kedusha and is considered a Yisrael. Over Achin al-Chamisha Chum Sheitar, Achin transgressed all the mitzvahs of the five Chumashim. This is derived from the pasuk mentioning the word Gam five times. And Achin Moshech Ba'arlasei Haya, Achin pulled up the skin to conceal his bris mila. Because the pasuk here states, Vekam Over as Barisi, and the pasuk of Mila states as Barisi Hafer. And Baal Achin Naira HaMerasa, Achin was Mezana with a woman who had accepted Kedushin, because the pasuk here states, V'chi Asa Nevala B'Yisrael, and the pasuk of Naira HaMerasa states, Ki Asa Nevala B'Yisrael. Ravina says that he did not actually commit an aver with a Naira HaMerasa, rather this teaches that Dinei Ken Naira HaMerasa de B'Skila. His punishment was like that of a Naira HaMerasa, which is Skila, stoning. The pasuk continues, "Bikach Yeshua es Achin ben Zerach, ves Akesav, ves Aderes, ves Loshen Hazav, ves Bana, ves Beneisav, ves Shair, ves Chamayr, ves Tzaynai, ves Aole, ves Kalash Alei, v'chol Yisrael Imai." The Gemara explains that Yeshua brought Achin and his livestock to be stoned, as the pasuk states, "V'yiskulu Oisem ba'avanim," and he brought Achin's other assets to be burned, as the pasuk states, "V'yisvur Oisem ba'esh," and he brought Achin's children and all the other Yidden kedel or dyson, so that they should witness Achin's punishment and beware not to commit the same aver. The pasuk relates that when Yeshua accepted the forbidden items that Achin took, by Yitzikim Lefnei Hashem, Amar Rav Nachman, Bo V'chavtim Lefnei HaMakim, Yeshua threw these items before Hashem and exclaimed, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Al Elu Tiharig Rubishel Sanhedrin, did the majority of the Sanhedrin deserve to be killed because of these items? As the pasuk relates, V'yakim Mehem Anshei Ha'ai K'Shleishim B'Shisha Ish. And there's a machlekes. Rebbe Yehuda holds Shleishim B'Shisha Mamash. 36 people were killed, the equivalent of the majority of the Sanhedrin that had 71 members. And Nechemiah says it was not actually 36 people, because the pasuk states Kish Leisha Meshisha Ish. Rather, it was one person who was considered like 36 people. And Zeyar Bemenashe Shashokal Keneged Rubishel Sanhedrin. This was Yar Bemenashe, who was a great tzaddik and equal to the majority of the Sanhedrin. The pasuk states V'yemer Shemel Yeshua Kumlach. Dar Shabshila Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu Shelcha Kasher Mishalahem. Shem told Yeshua, your avera also caused the defeat in Ai, and yours was more severe than the others. And there's a machlek is what it was. Reb Shila holds that Hashem said, Ani amarti v'hoye ba'avrachem esayartin tekimu va'atim richaktim samach mil. Hashem instructed Moshe that as soon as the Yidden crossed the yard, they should immediately erect the 12 stones, while Yeshua traveled the great distance of 60 mil before erecting the stones. Rav, however, disagreed and said that Yeshua definitely did fulfill all that Hashem instructed Moshe, as the pasuk states, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua v'chein as Yeshua, lo heiser davim mekol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And therefore we must say, Kum lach amalei ata geramta lehem. Hashem said that Yeshua caused the defeat in Ai because he imposed a cherem on the spoils of Yerichai, and as a result, Achin was moil b'cherem and the Yidden suffered their defeat. But had Yeshua not imposed a cherem, all this would not have happened. And therefore later on, when they defeated Ai, Hashem told Yeshua, Va'asisa la'ai ulamalka kasher asisa li'yerichai ulamalka rak shlola behemta tevoiz ulchem. He should permit the Yidden to benefit from the spoils of Ai and not impose a cherem as he did in Yerichai. The Gemara proceeds with an earlier pasuk. V'hibu yis Yeshua b'richoi, v'yisa eino v'yar v'hine ish oimil enegdoi, v'char b'shlufa b'yadoi, v'yelch Yeshua elov, v'yemeloi halonu ata im litzareinu. When Yeshua was in Yerichai, he saw a malach holding a sword, and when Yeshua asked him whether he was a friend or foe, the malach responded, ki ani sar tzeva Hashem ata basi. The Gemara relates that when the malach approached Yeshua, he criticized him for two things. Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben arbaim, you have neglected to bring the carbon tamid in the previous afternoon. Ve'achsha bitaltim tamid tera, and now at night when war is not waged, you have neglected to learn tera. And Yeshua asked him, al ezim hen basa, for which one did you come? The malach answered, ata basi, I came because of the present aver of bital tera, upon which, ve'yol Yeshua balay lahu b'teicha emek malamit shalon ba'umke shel halacha. Yeshua spent the entire night delving into the depths of halacha. And Shmuel Bar Unya Mishmei Derav learns from this incident that Gol Tamid Torah Yosim Akrabas Tamidin. Learning Torah is even greater than bringing the carbon Tamid because the Malach said, Ata Basi. The Gemara proceeds with three opinions in the understanding of the following pasuk. Hayarach Shabach Oloi Batzar B'chamamatzei Koyach. Rebbe Lazar says, La'olam Yakdim Adam Tfilu Litzara Hayarach shavecha, a person should always daven loy batzar, when things are calm, before the trouble strikes. As we see, shel moli hiktim avram tvil tzara bein beisel o bein ha'ay, lenishtar mirushoy yisrael sar depalat. Had Avram Avinu not davened in the area between the cities of Beisel and Ai, then years later during the Battle of Ai, none of the Yidden would have survived. However, only because Avram Avinu davened before the Tzara did the majority of Yidden survive. Rish Lakish says, Kol ha'amitz atzmoi b'tfila melmata, ein litzar melmala, hayarach shavecha, a person who davens in the manner of a chol ha'matzei kayach, he intensifies in prayer in this world, loy batzar, will have no prosecution against him in the heavens above. Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo'il mivakash od merachamim shiha kol ma'amtsin es koichoi, val yu loitzar melmala, hayarach shavecha. A person should always daven that loy batzar, the malachim should not go against him. Rather, v'chol ma'amtsei koich, they should be supportive to his prayers. The Mishnah Berurah proof for Meinayin shekibur levidoyev. Achin's confession atoned for his sins because the pasuk relates that Yeshua told Achin, Ma'achartanu yacharcha Hashem b'yem hazeh. Only in this world you are tainted, but in the world to come, you will be cleansed. The Brisa brings a second proof from a pasuk in Divrei Yom that mentions Achin and his brothers. Ubnei Zerach, Zimri ve'Eitan ve'Heman ve'Kilkel ve'Derdea, Kulam Chamisha. My Kulam Chamisha? Kulam Chamisha hein lo'il maba. Why does the pasuk need to mention that they were five brothers? To teach that all five received a portion in the world to come. The Gemara asks, K'siv Zimri v'K'siv Achin. In one pasuk it was called Zimri, while in another pasuk it was called Achin. There's a machlik is Rabbi Shmuel. Chadama Achin Shemai, Balom Nekri Shemai Zimri, Sha'asa Maisa Zimri. One says his given name was Achin, but he was called Zimri because he acted like Zimri ben Solo in that they both committed Znus and they both caused Yidden to die because of their sins. Vachadamri was Zimri Shemai, Balom Nekri Shemai Achin, She'ichin Abay Nisein Shal Yisrael. The other says his given name was Zimri, but he was called Achin because he brought onto the Yidden punishment for their sins like a snake that coils around its prey.